In Greek mythology, Narcissus fell in love with his own reflection and stayed transfixed by himself until the gods took pity on him and turned him into a flower. Today, however, there's no such respite for narcissists and the people that love them, which is why Simon Crompton has written the book All About Me, Loving a Narcissist.
A narcissist is someone who expects the world to revolve around them. Narcissism is, in a way, a spectrum of selfishness. Narcissists depend on the admiration and glorification, really, of others to build their own sense of self-esteem. And we're all narcissists to some extent. We all have a narcissistic streak. We need it to be protective or pushy sometimes. But some people, that personality trait actually becomes so overwhelming that it's quite problematic for them and mainly for the people around them.
Do we know why some people have it more than others?
There's a lot of thought around it. It's about the way people are brought up. There does seem to be quite a lot of evidence that people who have had an emotionally deprived background from their parents, or alternatively, some people who've been so swamped in love that they've never actually developed a sense of self and how to deal with people. These groups of people do find it much harder as they grow up to have adjusted to society and the needs of other people. And because they've never become attuned emotionally to a parent or how to relate to other people, they lack a certain empathy. And I think narcissists are quite aware of that inner lack that they have, that emotionally they're very immature. And that's why they need the admiration of others. They haven't got over all these hurdles in childhood that most children with a safe upbringing have, and to know that the world is safe. They have to create this kind of artificial shell around themselves of grandiosity and saying, I'm fabulous. And they believe their own publicity. That's the problem. They have to believe it because that's what protects them.
Can they get over it? Isn't it? Is there kind of a cure for it, if you like?
I find it quite difficult, really, because in some ways you can't cure a personality trait. It is something natural. And I think one of the things you have to bear in mind is that children in particular are narcissists. You wouldn't want to cure a child of narcissism, because it's actually very essential that particularly toddlers who are screaming all the time because they want things, that's because they are narcissistic. They believe they're the centre of the universe, and that's their way of dealing with the world, and that's very important. And all of us need that a little bit. For the people it gets more extreme in, and particularly the sort of the higher end, there is this condition called narcissistic personality disorder, which has actually now been defined in America as a sort of mental health problem. People with that sort of condition, it is quite severe, and they are recommended to see psychiatrists. Because at the most extreme ends, they're extremely antisocial because they have no understanding of other people's emotions. They find it very hard to do anything that isn't just feeding their own sense of ego and giving them thrills as well. Narcissists are at the most extreme severe thrill seekers because they want to be the centre of attention all the time. They'll do anything to do that. And that can be quite dangerous for the people around them. There have been cases of people who have had a diagnosis of narcissistic personality disorder who've been murderers. And what's characterised them quite often is they've built up a fantasy world that kind of props up their ego and their idea of themselves. But anything that threatens that, they will react with great anger. That's a very problematic thing. And for people like that, I mean, in terms of a cure, I mean, it's a lengthy treatment with a psychiatrist and mental health professionals. For people with lesser narcissism, well, it's more a matter of actually, if you're in a relationship with a narcissist in particular, trying to actually gently persuade them that their behaviour and their attitudes are problematic. And that's often the big problem, because narcissists don't want to know they're narcissists.
What kind of impact can it have on the person that's in the relationship? I mean, what's it going to do to them?
In my book, I kind of rather emotively called narcissists emotional vampires, which is kind of quite a sort of exaggerated way of putting it, but I think it's quite accurate as well, because narcissists actually do depend on other people to say how fabulous they're all the time. They're very dependent in a relationship. And whereas all of us in a relationship need the other to say, you look great, and we need to sort of get encouragement from the other. With narcissists, it's all one way, really. They want that reassurance all the time, but won't give you the reassurance that you're fabulous. And so what tends to happen is that the partner who's with a narcissist is feeding the ego of the narcissist all the time and has a great responsibility and feels this sense of almost being a slave because they have to cater to every whim of the narcissist, particularly emotional whims. Whereas because the narcissist isn't giving anything their way, their sense of self-esteem inevitably declines. I talked in the course of writing the book to quite a few women who actually felt their sense of self had disappeared after a long time with a narcissist because they were put down so often and humiliated, almost an attempt by the narcissist to actually try and feed their own ego. And those are quite extreme examples. But I have just recently been talking to someone who's read the book, and she said actually she realises now that the relationship she was having with a man that had finished recently, how much it had taken out of her. Now she realises what the situation was and how she was feeding a narcissist's ego, that she's got to start looking after herself a lot more and to start building up her own self-esteem. And I think that's really important.
That's Simon Crompton. His book, All About Me, is published by Collins.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.